discuss about the chapter 2, that is foundations of financial analysis. As a hospitality manager, so you need to analyze your finances also. In that, what are the fundamentals are there? Let's discuss further. What is the objective of this subject is, one is to learn methods of a financial analysis and the same time to understand the importance of the comparison numbers, that is measuring actual financial performance with the established measures and goals. What exactly the goals you have and what achievements you have in the finances, and the same time to know the importance of the measuring change in financial performance of the business, because whenever you are running a business, your performance always counts with the money factor only. So how you analyze your financial performance also, we will understand in this subject. And how to use the percentages in financial analysis, because always giving percentage financial analysis will give you clear picture of your business. To understand about the how to analyze the percentage financial analysis and the identifying trends, and it's important to financial analysis also, these are the objectives. Let's go further to discuss brief about these objectives. Fundamental methods of the financial analysis, one is on the basis of financial performance, measuring historical finances and performance based on values and volumes also. What do you, as a hospitality industry or running a business, if you know historical finances means one season you would be generating a more business and the more finances are coming in your business, so you can analyze this period of the time, what exactly that happened, and I have generated a more business, and the same time performance based on volumes and values also. And comparing and evaluating it specific measures, three financial statements. One is a profit and loss statement, and revenue and expenses on profit for the specific period. What exactly the profit and loss statement is, in a specific period, what is the profit I have gained? So what is the profit, what expenses have gone, and what is the sales, net sales I have generated minus expenses equal to profit. And the balance sheet, it consists of assets and liabilities on a particular day. For example, today I want to know what is my business value. If I am able to see my balance sheet, so I will come to know what exactly that my business value. And the same time, cash flow statement will give you clear picture of your liquid cash. What exactly the money are you carrying? As a business owner, you might not be having lots of money with you, but at the same time you should have some kind of money as a liquid, then only you can run the money and run the business. For example, if you want to pay the vendor payments, how you will pay if you don't have liquid cash? So you should have always liquid cash with you. Fundamental methods of a financial analysis, two is on the basis of management tool, using numbers in the form of forecasting revenues. For example, this month I have generated the sale of X value, so I can forecast my next month sale, and the same time the next year, fourth coming year, this month I have generated this much of sale in January, so next year January I might generate this much of sales, so I can forecast my sales also. And the scheduling wages, so according to the revenue only I can keep my people in the places. For example, one restaurant is giving wonderful sales in a period of that time, so with that sales what I need to do is I need to keep manpower in that period. So what exactly is happening is my revenue is showing me clear picture of my scheduling labor also. And the same time, expansion of the business operations. I have the business in that I am running a restaurant, I am running a room service, I am running a rooms, and I am running a banquet, I am running a bar and restaurant. So my multi-cuisine restaurant is giving more sales, so I can expand that business also, because more sales I am coming from one restaurant. Preparing an annual budget. This year I have spent money on my electricity is X amount, so I can make a budget of X amount for the next year also. So my revenue, my profit and loss statement is giving a clear picture to make a budgets also. Deciding appropriate changes to be made, rational use of numbers in day-to-day business operations. This is very important because always the results counts with the revenue only. So your financial analysis only give you the clear picture of your business. Now, fundamental methods of financial analysis one, let's go. Comparison of numbers and figures, because as a business owner, as a hospitality manager, if you are able to talk about the numbers, if you are able to talk about the figures, if you are able to talk about the percentages, then you are holding your business in a correct manner. How? Last year comparison with the actual in terms of the financial performance, examples, volumes and rates. For example, this year my revenue is this much and last year my revenue was same, and the same time last year my expenses were low and this year my expenses were high. So I'm comparing figures, so I am understanding my business. Actual financial results, comparison with the establishment budget for the year. So example, revenue, profits and productivity under directions. How exactly? What we have discussed is last year expenses were low and this year expenses were high. Means my productivity is low. Somewhere I am spending more. How I'll come to know is with the financial analysis only. Without financial analysis, maybe you are running a business, but you may not control your business in a correct manner. Previous month and periodical comparison for the knowing trend and the direction. Last month I have generated some kind of sale. So what I'll come to know is guarantees some kind of sales I would be doing compared with the last month. And standardized pro forma of the new business. I need to come to the new business also. For getting a new business, I will understand with my financial analysis how exactly my current business is doing. And other goals, compare, analyze and corrective actions. Whatever the goals, budgeted goals I made, and I have raised the sales and I've compared it, I have analyzed it, and a corrective action I can take it. I will give you a small example. I have budgeted sales for this month and I did sales, I have compared it, I have lesser sales, I have analyzed it, and I have taken a corrective actions also. At the same time, monitoring changes in performance. What is my performance? I am working very hard, but if I am able to making a revenue and if I am unable to getting a profit, so what is my performance? So to check my performance, the financial analysis will give you the clear picture. Identifying where changes occur, what causes change, analyzing the reasons, and is it in a revenues, volume, rate and expenses, direct or indirect, fixed and variable, where exactly I am going wrong. Measuring changes in terms of volumes and the same times rate and favorable and unfavorable. What kind of the percentage my revenue is growing under. So if I am able to analyze with the percentage, it's easy to analyze. So my financial analysis will give you clear picture for my revenues as well. And corrective actions if unfavorable and controllable. For example, if my restaurant is not doing well, the profitability is lesser, so I can take a corrective actions to run the restaurant or close the restaurant or open another restaurant also. Without analyzing my financial objectives, so I will not come to know what exactly is happening in my business. Commonly used percentages. So whenever you are analyzing your financial transactions, obviously you need to use a percentages because it's easy to understand and it's easy to understand also. How? Cost of expenses percentage, wage cost and food cost. For example, I will give you a small example. You are running a restaurant and your daily sales are 1 lakh rupee per day. In that 1 lakh rupee, and your food cost you are spending as a 20,000 rupees. So I say I am running a sale of per day is 1 lakh rupee and I am spending on food is 20,000 rupees. Obviously it's a bigger talk. So whenever you say 20% is my food cost, so it's giving a clear picture of your food cost, because tomorrow if you are doing a 2 lakh sales, obviously that food cost would be 40,000 rupees. So always the percentage will give you the clear picture. The same manner, whatever the wage cost, whatever the labor cost you are spending, for example, out of lakh rupees, 15,000 rupees you are spending for your man hours labor. So tomorrow if you are running a business of 10 lakhs, obviously the 15% you can calculate it. So always percentage analysis will give you clear picture. Whenever you are learning a financial transaction, so learn in a percentage, it will give you clear picture. And a profit percentage application at various levels. For example, you are running a business, you have generated kind of sales, and your PBT, profit before tax, is X, so you can give as a percentage level. And your PAT, profit after tax, also you can calculate as a percentage. Mixed percentage, quantification of each part through unit, like sales mix, products mix, and market segment mix. For example, what exactly is the sales mix, and what exactly the product mix, and what exactly the market segment mix. So I have generated X amount of the sale, I have generated X amount of the sales. Out of the sales, what is my room sales? What is the rooms percentage? 60% of the money I have gained from my rooms, and 40% of the money I have gained from the food and beverages. So this is known as percentage. Tomorrow if you are increasing your sales, so obviously my room sales is increasing, my food and beverage sales are increasing. So percentage will give you clear picture of your financial analysis and easy to understand also. And role of percentage in a financial analysis, so let's discuss further about the percentage. Measure relationship and changes in two numbers. Amount of change divided by base and beginning or original number, and percentage changes in revenues, expenses, profits, and unit assets and liability, any other specific account. Obviously, if your sales is increasing, the percentage will increase. If your sales is decreasing, your percentage will decrease. And the three steps: identifying, measuring the change, and identifying cause of the change, developing and implementing the corrective actions. For example, your food cost is 20%, and the next month your food cost is 22%. Means 2% is your expenses have gone. So identifying the cause of the change, why the 2% have gone, and developing and implementing corrective actions. Instead of going through each and every break of your expenses. So if you analyze, my food cost is grown by 2%, what exactly that correct action I will take it, and I can implement the corrective action to come to the 20%. This way the financial analysis, in the financial percentage is the bigger role in that. Ratio analysis, there is another kind of the ratio analysis also give you clear picture of your financial analysis. Ratio, mathematical relationship in two interrelated variable expenses and quantitative form, and significant relationship in figure shown in balance sheet and profit and loss in control system or accounting management, expressed in three forms: percentage, quotient, and rates. What will happen is the ratio will also give you clear picture of your financial statement. If you know the ratio, what exactly the ratio is happening in your profit and loss, so easy to understand your financial statements. Classification of ratio 1, on the basis of balance sheet, relationship 2, and the current ratio, fixed asset ratio, capital generating liquid. What is the ratio and all? For example, my business value is crore rupee. In the crore rupee, what is your what is your investors ratio? 50% of the money belongs to investors. So with the ratio, you will understand your business actual. And the same time, on the basis of mixed statement, composite of mixed interstatement ratio, return on investment, net profit to total asset, creditors turnover ratio, creditor turnover ratio, EPC and PN ratio, you will understand exactly your business where exactly is going and what ratio you are standing in market as well. Classification of ratio 2. Liquidity or a short-term solvent ratios, current ratio and quick ratio and asset test ratio, absolutely liquid ratio and cash position ratio. For example, you have the cash flow. In that cash flow, there is a credit is there, there is a cash flow is there. So you will understand the ratio also. I have the 100 rupees. In that 100 rupees, I have 50 rupees now, and tomorrow I am expecting the 50 rupees from my bank. So current, the money ratio is 50%. So ratio is also will give you clear picture of your financial knowledge. Profitability ratios, gross profit ratio, net profit ratio, and return on investment ratio, operating ratio. So what kind of the sales I have generated, and the same time, what is the the gross profit and what is the net profit ratio, you will understand the ratio also. And equity ratio, liquidity ratio, profitability rating also. So in financial knowledge, there are two types of analyzing skills. One is the percentage, one is a ratio, is also will give you a clear picture. Thank you very much.